Good morning, church family, and I'm glad that you are with us this morning. If you're streaming this live or watching it later, we have had a little bit of internet issue at the church, as can be expected. We have some power, but the internet has been in and out this morning with ice, I guess, that's on the lines, and we have some trees with ice hanging down, pushing on what looks like some of the internet lines. So we're going to jump right in this morning. We're going to have a devotional and meet and gather in this way. And we're going to be quick this morning because there is no guarantee that we will have internet very long. I think the longest I've gone this morning is about 5 to 10 minutes or so of a consistent connection. So we're going to jump right in this morning. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 10, if you would. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. We're going to read and hopefully at least read this together, and then we're going to walk through it just a little bit this morning very quickly. And we're not able to meet today just with the amount of ice. The roads are not that bad, at least in our area. But on the way, even just from my house, right around my house, there's 4 or 5 trees down across roads and near the roads. And we have a number of people that don't have power this morning. And so we just decided it's best to meet this way for today. And try to be safe in that way. And let me just encourage you, if you have a need, if there's somebody in our congregation that is without power and you have a need, whether it's for just somewhere warm or food or whatever it may be, if you would just contact myself or someone on church staff. You can send a message to us through our social media, however you would like to get a hold of us, and we'll do whatever we can to help. As I was driving by down the road this morning, I passed a couple restaurants. I passed a McDonald's, and I think there was probably 40 or 50 cars in the drive-through at McDonald's. And I think I drove by IHOP, and there was every parking spot was full. I think there's a lot of people without power this morning, and they are making do by going out and getting breakfast in different places. So hopefully all of you are well, and if there's something that I could do to help you as a church, or if you know of someone in our church that has a need, if you would let me know, we'll do everything that we can to help. Looks like our connection is okay enough at the moment to try to go and move forward. So we're going to do that this morning. If you would look at 2 Corinthians chapter number 10, and we're going to read through verse 7 down through the end of the passage, and then we will. It's a simple thought this morning, simple message, so that works for us in this confined time setting, but we're going to walk through chapter 10, verse number 7, down through verse number 18. Then in verse 7, do you look on things after the outward appearance? If any man trust to himself that he is Christ, let him of himself think this again, that as he is Christ, even so are we Christ's. For though I should boast somewhat more of our authority, which the Lord hath given us for edification and not for your destruction, I should not be ashamed, that I may not seem as if I would terrify you by letters. For his letters, say they, are weighty and powerful, but his bodily presence is weak, and his speech contemptible. Let such an one think this, that such as we are in word by letters when we are absent, such will we also be indeed when we are present. For we dare not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves, but they measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise. But we will not boast of things without our measure, but according to the measure of the rule which God had distributed to us, a measure to reach even unto you. For we stretch not ourselves beyond our measure, as though we reached not unto you, for we are come as far as to you also in preaching the gospel of Christ, not boasting of things without our measure, that is, of other men's labors, but having hope, when your faith is increased, that we shall be enlarged by you according to our rule abundantly. to preach the gospel in the regions beyond you, and not to boast in another man's line of things made ready to our hand. But he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. For not he that commendeth himself is approved, but whom the Lord commendeth. Let's pray and ask the Lord to bless his word this morning, and then we will look at this passage together. Father, thank you for your mercy and your word. We thank you that you are a great and glorious God, and that we can find our boast, we can find our glory in you. Help us this morning. Bless our church family as they're at home in different places. Give safety with the weather and the power and all that is going into it. Give us the means and the ability to meet here for just a few moments, and we pray you praise you for it in the Lord Jesus' name. Amen. As I am looking up here, it looks like our connection is bouncing in and out, so hopefully you are able to follow along and be a part of this morning. But I'm just going to walk through verse 7 down through verse 18 and talk a little bit about what Paul is teaching us. It says in verse 7, "Do you look on the things after the outward appearance? If any man trusts to himself that he is Christ, let him of himself think this again, that as he is Christ, even so are we Christ's." So as he's transitioning what we studied last week in chapter number 10, verses 1 down through verse number 6, he's talking about the inward man and the inward battle that we fight and that we face on a daily basis. And as we fight that inward battle, Paul then brings us to, in verse 7, this challenge. He says, do you look on the outward appearance? Is your concern more outward than it is inward? Are you more concerned with what you look like or how you appear to others, the way you act in front of others, than you are what's going on the inside of your heart? And we addressed that last week, winning the war within our spiritual lives. But evidently, he's saying there's some among you that focus more on the outward appearance. Remember, we talked about Paul's accusers, those that were kind of demeaning him to the Corinthian church, and they were saying he doesn't look great, he's not that strong, he's not very well spoken. They would kind of mock or tease a little bit about his physical appearance, but then also the fact that he wasn't able to come to them, and they laid these physical charges on him, and then they insulted his spiritual life from the physical. And he challenges that. He says, you are looking at the outward appearance. You are completely consumed with what is going on outside of your body and what you look like and what the ministry looks like, that you're have very little concern for what's going on the inside. Then in verse number 8, he says, for though I should boast somewhat more of our authority, which the Lord hath given us for edification and not for your destruction, I should not be ashamed. So if you look as he finishes verse 7, he says, let him of himself think this again, that as he is Christ, even so are we Christ. He says, if we are Christians, why would we compare ourselves outwardly when we know that inwardly we have the same gospel and the same salvation, this thing that unites us and makes us equal before the Lord, that God looks at all men equally, and he looks at us as sinners and redeemed, one or the other. He says, we look at ourselves in the same way. If you're of Christ and I'm of Christ, then we're the same. But he says, you're judging by outward appearance. He says, but I could boast more of the authority that God has given us for your edification. He says, I've been teaching and I've been preaching and I brought this message to you. And he says, I'm not ashamed by that. Then in verse number 9, he says, that I may not seem as if I would terrify you by letters, for his letters, say they, are weighty and powerful, but his bodily presence is weak and his speech is contemptible. One of the accusations that they made toward Paul was that he writes big, bold letters, but then when you're around him, he is weak and anemic and he seems sickly, if you would. And they even talked about his speech and they said, it's not impressive, it's contemptible. Paul says, I can come do the same thing in person that I'm doing in these letters. I can speak to you the same way that I'm speaking in the letters in person. There's a lot of people that believe at this point in Paul's life, he was suffering from some physical trial or physical ailment, and that he may have looked sickly or been weak. And they tried to hold that against him. And rather than focus on Paul's message, they focused on Paul's appearance. And he says, you're comparing me to everyone around me. You're comparing the physical and you're not thinking about the spiritual. And isn't that a challenge in our daily lives to focus on what is spiritual and not what is physical? So much in our world is based on the physical things that we go through in life, the physical appearance that we have in life. We live in the technology age when you can watch TV all day. You can watch the internet for countless hours. You can go on social media and see anyone and everyone's lives. And so much of what we do and how we judge and how we base things is based on what we see visually. And Paul says we should be focused first on what we are spiritually before what we are or what we see physically. He says, so I'm accused that my letters are big and bold, but my presence is weak. He says, verse 11, let such a one think this. He says, if that's the way you think, I want you to consider this thought, that such as we are in word by letters when we are absent, such we will be indeed when we are present. He says, my words match my actions. In other words, he says, hey, look, my letters may seem bold, even though my physical appearance may feel or seem weak. But he says, what I write in my letters, I actually do. He says, notice at the end of verse number 11, he says, that will we be indeed when we are present. So without directly challenging them or saying that they don't live out their faith, he counters it by saying, hey, look, I speak big and bold, and I also live that way spiritually. I also follow the Lord. I have great confidence in the gospel of Christ. I follow Christ, not just with my words in these letters, but with my actions. He says, I'm not so focused on how I present these things that I forget what I'm actually saying to begin with. And he challenges the Corinthian people, don't just focus on the appearance of the one giving the message. Don't just focus on what someone says and how they say it, but pay attention to what is going on, what they're actually doing, how the message has actually worked and changed in their hearts. And so he says, though I may sound bold in letters and weak in appearance, my boldness, my glory, is going to tell us in a moment, does not come from what I look like or what I act like or my physical ability at the moment or my health. My boldness, my glory comes from the Lord and from the gospel. And we live in a culture and in society and in a world that looks greatly at the outward appearance. The challenge that we have from God's word this morning is to first focus on our hearts. That's what we talked about last week. Focusing on our hearts, focusing on our spiritual lives, and we can live boldly in the gospel so that regardless of what we look like or what we act like in public, in the sense of how people judge our actions, we are living by what God's word teaches us. Notice if you would, verse number 12, we dare not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves, but they measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise. What's he saying in that verse? He says, I won't join in this comparison battle. I won't join in with trying to match the great deeds or the great descriptions that these others have given you. He says that we're not unwise like some that commend themselves to you. They come to you and they give you all their criteria and why they are great and how you can look at them and follow them. He says, I'm not going to do that, because he noticed at the end of verse 12, he says, because they comparing themselves among themselves are not wise. You know, that it's people, I've heard different quotes and different things, and you hear an old farmer compare themselves, a pig in a pigsty is still just a pig. Even if he's the king of the pigsty, he's still just a pig. And in other words, pigs are some sort of farm animal, and they're in the stall and they're wallowing around in the mud and they fight and they battle and they figure out who is the king. But at the end of it, they're still just the same creature that they were. And Paul is sort of saying that. He says, you're comparing yourselves among yourselves. It's like comparing yourself to something else that is dirty and something else that is rotten and something else that is sinful. We don't compare ourselves to ourselves. We compare ourselves to Christ. And we find that we fall short of him and that he is our goal, not those that are around us. So as we live our lives, we don't look at everyone in every direction and try to match up to who's on the left or who's on the right or who's in front or who's behind us. We look upward to Christ. We look to our Lord. That's what he's going to give us here in just a moment. Verse 13, but we will not boast of things without our measure. But according to the measure of the rule which God has distributed on or to us, a measure to reach even unto you. He says, we're not trying to take authority that doesn't belong to us. God gave us authority over this church as we planted it. We're not trying to rule everyone's life. We're not trying to rule the portion of your life that only God has control of. We're trying to do what God has given us to do. We're content with the ministry that God has given us. Verse 14, for we stretch not ourselves beyond our measure, as though we reached not unto you. For we are come as far as to you also in preaching the gospel of Christ. He says, look, we minister you just by preaching the gospel. And we're not trying to stretch that into anything else. Our reliance is on the gospel. Verse 15, not boasting of things without our measure, that is, of other men's labors, but having hope. When your faith is increased, that we should be enlarged by you according to our rule abundantly. He's giving this practical example. He says, we minister to you, and we hope that as you preach and you expand the gospel, that we will have even more influence. Because as we have authority and influence in your life, and then you win others to Christ, our influence for the gospel expands. Verse number 16, to preach the gospel in the regions beyond you. He says, this is our goal, not to rule your lives, but to reach the world. That's the goal of any Christian minister or any church or any Christian as a whole, is not to rule over the lives that God has given us authority in or that God has given us influence in, but to influence them in a way that expands the gospel of Christ throughout the world. When it comes to the main key verses of this portion of the chapter, the last two, we'll be here for just a moment. It says, but he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. But he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. For not he that commendeth himself is approved, by whom the Lord commendeth. Because you don't get to approve yourself. You don't get to grade. When you're in school, sometimes depending on if it's a quiz and different things, you pass your papers around and let other students grade them. And then you pass them to the teacher and they check them. And then there's certain criteria, if it's just a homework assignment, a teacher will call it out. And they say, grade your own paper. Mark this as you go through, and then it's not for an actual grade. We're just grading as we go through so you know how you did, and then tell the teacher how you did. Paul's saying you don't get to grade your own paper in your spiritual life. He says you're not approved just because you built yourself up. You're only approved if you're approved by God. How do we find approval by God? Verse 17 is actually going to refer us back, and we're going to close with this. Look at Jeremiah chapter 9, if you would. Look at Jeremiah chapter 9. We're going to be given the answer. How can we be approved by God? And this is going to be the main focus of our message this morning. It looks like we have a number of people still watching. It looks like that the stream is frozen a few times. Maybe you can still hear me. But if you can, and if it's still there this morning, we will look at Jeremiah chapter number 9. And we're going to look, if you would, down in verse 23. This is actually a verse that Paul is quoting. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 17, he's quoting Jeremiah 9, verses 23 and 24, or a portion of it. So look there, if you would. It says, thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches. Now, I want to stop for a second. Because it doesn't say that the wise man is not wise. The mighty man is not mighty, or that he's not strong, that the rich man is not rich. He doesn't say those things. He doesn't say it's a sin to be strong or to be wise or to be rich. But he says, this is not where your glory is. This is not where you find great pride. This is not where you build yourself up. He says, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom. He's wise, but that's not where his glory is. Let not the mighty man glory in his might. He is strong, but that's not where his glory is. Let not the rich man glory in his riches. He's rich. He is rich. But that's not where he finds his glory. Verse number 24. But let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord, which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. Notice verse 24 again. Let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, No, he says, so what are you going to glory in? That you understand and know your God. If you're rich, that's great. Fine. That's not where your glory is. That's not where you're approved. That's not how we judge your life. It's by, do you understand and know God? If you're strong, that's great. You're mighty. You're in physical health. That's great. That's not where you can be proud. That's not what you focus your life on. But what is it? That you understand and know your God. If you're wise, that's great. If you're a smart person, you've lived your life with wisdom, that's great. But that's not where your glory is. It's in what? That you understand and know your God. And know what about it? Look at the end of verse 24. That I am the Lord, which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. Wouldn't you like to delight the Lord this morning? Wouldn't you like to bring pleasure to him? How can you do it? By living for him? Sure. By doing good things? Yes. By obeying? Yes, sure. But more than that, first, by understanding God and seeking to know him. And when you do, what we find out about him, that his loving kindness and his judgment and his righteousness are perfect in this earth. What's the challenge this morning? Not that we glory in our riches or our wisdom or our strength or our might, but the reverse is true as well. I won't be defeated. I won't be overly discouraged because of my wealth or riches, my might, my health, my strength, or my wisdom. He says, you don't be lifted up by those things, but then the reverse must be true as well. Don't be torn down by those things. My life is not perfect. It doesn't mean that I'm not, cannot grow in my God. And Paul says, you may judge by outward appearance, and I may be weakly and sick looking, but more than all of this, I understand and know my God. He says, and in this I take pleasure. In this I take pride. In this I find my glory. Again, 2 Corinthians 10, verse 17, but he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. What have you gloried in this week? What have you taken pleasure in? What have you taken great satisfaction in? What has been the key anchor of your attitude or your spirit this week in life? Has it been how successful the week has been? Has it been what you've been able to do or not do? Is it the fact that you can get out and go or that health has restrained you for this week? Is it what you know or don't know or what you have or don't have? That leads to a miserable life. And he says, those that compare themselves to everyone else around them are miserable. You watch television, you look on social media, you see everyone else's life, and your life doesn't add or measure up. Paul says, don't lift yourself up by your physical life, but don't be torn down by your physical life either. Where do we find our pleasure, our satisfaction, and our glory? We find it in our God, and we will find it there for all of eternity. I'm going to have to go this morning because I know that our connection is iffy today, but I'm praying for you, church. If I can help you in any way, you let me know and contact us and let us know. We're going to close with a word of prayer. I hope that as a family today, if you're able to stay home as a family, as a couple, or you can call a friend if you're at home on your own, and you'll spend some time encouraging someone in the Lord, encouraging your family through reading a portion of God's word together, spending some time in prayer. And I know it's a very different kind of day out there with all the ice and the snow, and I'm praying that we'll all be safe and that we'll all be serving the Lord this week, but more than that, that we'll find our glory, our boast, our pride, our joy in the Lord, not in our physical lives. Let's pray. Father, thank you for grace and mercy and your loving kindness, your pure judgment, and your perfect righteousness that we've read about this morning. May we not find glory in ourselves. May we not find glory in what we have or what we are, what we think, what we know, but may we find our glory in you. It's easy, as these people that Paul was speaking to, it's easy to live our lives looking around and thinking of how much we have not measured up, how much we are not approved by other people, how much we don't even approve of ourselves. But it says that he that is approved is finds that approval in God. So may we seek your approval, not trying to earn it, but finding it in the grace of the gospel of Jesus, and then walking in what you have made us to be, as new creatures in you.